Lovely Moving Cure, written by Sweet Serene Shadows, read by God of Laundry Baskets. Fandom, In Stars and Time. You've been worried about this ever since setting foot into the house. Some of the sadnesses here have the ability to freeze people in time, just like the king does. You've all been lucky so far, dodging the attacks of the stronger-looking sadnesses just in case one might freeze you in time. But it was inevitable. Eventually, someone would wind up frozen in time. And it's just your luck that it happens to be Sifrin. You make it to the second floor of the house, with Sifrin leading the way as they search for a key to the gate. A pair of sadnesses, one protecting the other with its fists, scurry over to you. Everyone readies their weapons. Sifrin, like always, starts the fight off with Make Up the Time, speeding the four of you up. You send out a papercraft attack. You don't know yet what the hidden sadnesses type is, but you know the one protecting it is rock type. Isabeau has papier-mâché gloves. Your head hurts when you try to remember how or when he got them. So when he strikes the sadness, it also deals some paper damage. Madame Odell sends out a paper alpha 5, striking the rock type sadness and taking a good chunk of its gooey body with it. The rock type sadness strikes, its blow landing on Isabeau. From the face Isabeau makes, it's a pretty strong hit even without there being a type advantage. It makes you glad the sadness didn't attack you or Sifrin. From behind the rock-type sadness's hands, however, the smaller sadness sends out a flailing paper attack. It strikes you, Madame Odell, and Isabeau. Isabeau winces but manages to keep standing. You're left with, effectively, a large paper cut across your cheek. The fighting continues until the smaller sadness lets out a pitiful cry. Craft packed into its tears as they fly towards Sifrin. Sifrin, whose skin changes shade as their body slowly stiffens and stops moving. Oh change. Sifrin got frozen in time. You're grateful that you know Lovely Moving Cure. Your head hurts when you try to remember when you learned it. At least. You glance over at Sifrin. You thought maybe he would be scared, being frozen in time. But their face is calm. His eye is closed, and if it weren't for the shade of his skin or the fact that he's not moving or breathing, it would almost look like he's just asleep, while standing up, in the middle of the fight. It makes your skin crawl. It's nice to see Sifrin looking so peaceful, but a cursed time-frozen house is one of the last places you'd expect anyone to look peaceful. The next chance you get, Lovely Moving Cure frees Sifrin of being frozen in time. They blink at you, like a sleepy cat. Then he smiles. Hey, Mira, have you thought about doing a sleepover tonight? Isn't that what Sifrin said to you yesterday? You frown. Sifrin, are you okay? Suddenly, you're glad that you can't get frozen in time. That's what you said yesterday. Almost word for word, you're pretty sure. Sifrin blinks again, and their smile falls. His eye widens as if he's starting to panic, and you feel a tug on your stomach. You make it to the second floor of the house, with Sifrin leading the way as they search for a key to the gate. A pair of sadnesses, one protecting the other with its fists, scurry over to you. Before you can ready your weapons, however, Sifrin leads you away from it, and elsewhere, through the house. The end.